Effective 3 p.m. Wednesday, visitation was suspended at New York's Green and Elmira Correctional Facilities. Transfers in and out of the facilities have also been suspended. At Green, about 100 inmates and 26 employees of a prison population of more than 1,000 tested positive for COVID-19 over the last 2 weeks. Wednesday's announcement by the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision comes as local leaders have been calling for action. They organized a press conference Wednesday afternoon outside the Green County office building in Catskill. Sean Groden is the Green County administrator. He's worried about community spread.
Terrified. Yeah. We just had to close a school. I'm not a believer in Zoom education for youngsters.
The increase in cases linked to Green Correctional Facility forced the closure of Greenville Elementary School and has also delayed the reopening of movie theaters and event venues, something that was set to happen this Friday. Groden and others have a list of four demands compiled before Wednesday's visitation announcement. The list includes providing county health officials with DOCSIS COVID information to facilitate contact tracing, ensuring all inmates being released test negative for the coronavirus and to regularly test correctional staff, notifying the county when infected staff are released, and ensuring tests processed by the state are turned around quickly through a hotspot designation. Mike Powers, president of the NYSCOPA union, which represents corrections officers, said the state's restrictions are a start.
They're not quite to our standard, but you know it's a good starting point, and we're in a better position now than we were yesterday.
But officials wanted action sooner. Pat Linger chairs the Greene County Legislature and is also the town supervisor for New Baltimore. He said concerns about COVID-19 in the jail were brought forward 2 weeks ago. He said the issue was raised with the governor's office and through the Capital Region COVID-19 Response Control Room. Linger says throughout the pandemic, there's been a good response from the state through the control rooms.
This particular issue, we've just not had good response for, positive or negative, just almost no response.
New York State Assemblyman Chris Tague, a Republican from the 102nd District, praised the state's COVID-19 response under Governor Andrew Cuomo early on, noting conference calls with stakeholders that included state lawmakers.
Then he came up with, he changed things to these control room boards and cut the state legislators pretty much out of the whole picture. And we're the ones that are fielding the calls. We're the ones that, when somebody has a problem, they call our office.
Announcing the new rules for Green and Elmira, DOCS said in a statement, quote, "The department takes seriously its duty to ensure the safety and well-being of those that work and live in our correctional facilities. During this difficult time, the department is appreciative of everyone's patience and understanding as we continue to face this virus together," end quote. Statewide, the department says 18 inmates and 5 staffers have died of the virus. Nearly 1,000 inmates and more than 1,400 staffers have tested positive for COVID-19 since the pandemic began. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.